Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Tuesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate all you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. Want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It'd be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Society Hill.
It'd be a little weird.
Although I think coffee is a trademark of high society.
Yeah, I was going to say it sounds very distinguished.
Very fancy. Anything less would be uncivilized. So
Society Hill.
Yeah. Don't forget today at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville, it is Stranger Appreciation Day. 50% off. I forgot what the percentages were. My bad, guys. 20% off merchandise and baked goods, 50% off your drinks. So, I mean, that's a great deal, especially the if you're a coffee lover, you're going to get a half price coffee. You can get two. Get two for the price of one right there. Did you alert Big Daddy and Juju that this is happening?
I forgot, and I had breakfast with them this morning. I need to tell my mom what's coming up.
The worst one ever.
Yeah.
You need to text
gotta do better
immediately after we get done here. So hope you guys will take advantage of Stranger Appreciation Day at Strange Brew Coffee House. You need to take advantage of PIP Printing and Signs and what they've got going on right now. An incredible deal where they're going to give 10% back of every sale they make to the Bulldog Initiative. All you gotta do is just mention it when you do business with them. Guys, if you own your own business, you know how important printing is to what it is you're trying to do. It is the lifeblood of your marketing, your signage. That's how you get people in the front door. Let PIP Printing and Signs put together a package for you that's going to increase your business and increase your visibility. They know how to do it. They've got 30 years of experience. Call Camden Baker at 601-499-5216 or visit them online, pipridgeland.com. When you need printing, call PIP today. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com. That's the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for this Valentine's Day. Give the gift of Script State. You know, don't show someone you have a black heart with a Banner M purchase. No. Script State is the way to go. If you're looking for great new merchandise, they've got it at College Corner. They've always got new stuff coming in. Check it out, collegecornerstore.com or either of their two locations in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet and Flowood by the Half Shell. Restaurant Tyler, Starkville's flagship restaurant. I mean, we're just a week away, basically, guys, from Valentine's Day. Hopefully, you've made those reservations. And if not, well, then you need to explain what happened. There was an earthquake, a terrible flood, locusts. Whatever it was, it wasn't your fault. Make it happen with a great Valentine's Day even better with a trip to Restaurant Tyler for dinner. Fantastic appetizers, steaks, pastas, chicken, everything you want on the menu for dinner. And then, of course, a great dessert to share there at the end. Might I recommend my favorite, the stuffed pancake? It's always good every time you go at Restaurant Tyler. 16 Priority One Bank locations throughout Central Mississippi. They are all here to serve you. And when we talk about Priority One Bank and banking in your community, it is just the best place to be. When you want a bank that gives you both the flexibility and the financial backing that you would expect from like a big corporate bank, but you want the service that you get from your neighborhood bank, you get that with Priority One. I like to do business with the people I know. I like to do business in my community. Priority One Bank offers you that. If you live in Central Mississippi, you live near a branch of Priority One. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Robbie, today's one of those days where no, we ain't got a lot. Yeah, we got to make it stretch. We have to take the butter and spread it over the bread.
Feels like summertime.
It does. This is like a really weird one, you know. And what's funny is, and we'll talk a little bit more about this later, is that tomorrow, Wednesday, is National Signing Day, the second one, which is just not, you know, what it used to be. And that's fine, you know, because the new one, the earlier one, has taken the place of it. It's not like we lost out on anything. But, you know, I mean, maybe a couple of guys will come in. Let's talk about that a little later. Let's start with basketball, though. Some big injury news from Mississippi State, that DJ Jeffries is going to be out, and I quote, a while. How long is a while? It depends on who you ask, I guess. Because Coach Chris Jans said, didn't expect it to be a long-term thing, but a while. Now, maybe he's just from a different neck of the woods than I am, but when someone says a while, I think that's a long time. A while seems like a long time to me, Robbie. Tell me I'm wrong.
Maybe it does. Maybe he means like he's not going to be out for the rest of the season, but this could be like a, you know, several-week deal. Well, I mean, but you kind of got the gist that it was it wasn't going to just be like he's back this week.
Right.
With the way he came out of the ball game. You know, he tried to give it a go and was like, nah, can't do it. And came out. And like, DJ's not going to be a guy that's just going to come out of the ball game like that. And he never returned, as we saw. And unfortunate, you know, like it's unfortunate how it happened. The dude was like, the guy had his leg all the way out on the screen to catch DJ on the leg, which should have been a personal foul. I don't remember it being called a foul, but that's neither here nor there. But it's just really unfortunate the way that it happened. He just, like, his knee ran into the other guy's knee, and there you go. But, you know, a lot of times that's how those injuries come about. You just hope that he's returning it, you know, pretty soon, because it's – really, really bad timing. I don't know when a good time this would have been for this to happen, but going through a stretch of games now that are very winnable for Mississippi State with the chance to start building wins here, you need every win that you can get, and DJ is your best defender. And now it looks like he's not going to play this week, I would imagine, and we'll see where they go from there. But, I mean, they need to win – almost every game in this 5-game stretch right here. And I don't know how things set up without DJ Jeffries.
That injury looked very much like a football injury, like the kind of injury you see like a tackle get when he gets rolled up, you know, somebody crashing in. That was my first thought. Like he's lucky that the injury wasn't severe. Like that's one where your ankle can get snapped or your leg can get snapped. And it was a very, very lucky situation. And you mentioned the guy's like maybe out for several weeks. I mean, there's only several weeks left in the season. I mean, we don't have a ton of games left. So you just kind of hope, I guess you can get him back maybe in March would be your best case scenario at this point. That's what it sounds. Again, we're making judgments here off of that. But
hopefully that's not the case.
So how does the lineup change around for Mississippi State? You know, because he did report today that Keyshawn Murphy is making his way back into the lineup. Trey Ford is still day-to-day. I guess they go to Sean Jones there at the three to start out here, but they desperately need Keyshawn Murphy to be ready to play Wednesday night because they don't have a lot of front court depth. Either that, or they're going to have to go back to putting in Tolu and Jimmy Bell at the same time, and that really disrupts things for Mississippi State because you got those two big guys clogging up the middle. You don't have the spacing that you want to get.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the thing about Keyshawn is he doesn't play the same position as DJ, but he does give you more depth there because, you know, Cam Matthews is going to have to be even better defensively moving forward because State just doesn't have that consistent guy on the perimeter like DJ Jeffries. So, I mean, Cam's going to have to be even better in what he does, which is a different position as well. So, I think best case for you is Keyshawn Murphy returns. You have more scoring production that you're getting offensively because you're not losing a whole lot offensively with DJ leaving. That is what it is. Him leaving the lineup, him not playing, is not going to hurt you tremendously on the offensive end. It affects you on the defensive end. So State's offense has got to be better. Keyshawn makes you better on the offensive end. I don't think there's any question about that. He's a guy that can knock down shots. And he can score with his front, with his face to the basket. So, you know, he does a little, his game is a little different than what you get from Cam Matthews, but your defense when he's on the court is not as good. So State's offense, and we've talked about this, I mean, the defense has not been what it needs to be anyway. State's offense has got to be better regardless. So the best case scenario is Keyshawn Murphy's back and Trey Fort's back this week, and your offensive production takes a jump, and you start leaning on those guys to help you out a little more coming off the bench.
My thought process is that, I mean, you're not getting much offense out of DJ Jeffries anyway, right? He's just not a scorer for you right now. So maybe you just go kind of big, and I'm not talking about putting Jimmy Bell and Tolu out there, but could you go Cam Matthews at three with Keyshawn Murphy at the four and Tolu Smith? I don't know if that's a good scenario or not. Obviously, with Sean Jones, I think Sean Jones has some Jeffries-like tendencies. He's long. He can defend. He can give you some offense in spurts. He might be a little bit better athlete than DJ Jeffries, but he doesn't have just the wisdom of the years that DJ has, the basketball intelligence that DJ Jeffries has. So it's going to be a tough scenario. State's kind of lucky in that this week they only have the one game, and it's at home. So yeah, you should be able to get through that, and then maybe you could look into next week and Jeffries can come back and give you some minutes in some way. That's a best-case scenario, obviously. I'd be surprised if he'll miss at least three games, right? I think he'll miss 2 weeks, and then you'll reevaluate, I guess, maybe for the Ole Miss game on the 20th? On the 20th?
21st
is the Wednesday, so yeah. So we'll see.
You've really lucked up here with Missouri and Arkansas being your games next week.
Yeah, you're correct.
So you know it's tough, but they need him to heal up, and you know maybe this will be good for him to get a little bit of a breather and kind of you know reset a little bit and come back stronger. Hopefully that heals up to 100%, and you're able to at the same time get some momentum going here, but Wednesday night is so big. They really need to win this ball game to get back on track here. And then you got two games against the worst two teams in the league following that up.
Yeah.
Hopefully you can get to 500 in the league. I mean, you're sitting there with the Ole Miss game at 17-8 and 6-6 in conference play. You're right back probably close to where you were as far as NCAA projections are concerned. You're still on track. And you just got to close out strong in conference play. And this stretch right here, this is one of those quads I talked about, one of these little sections of your schedule that you need to win. And State needs to win this. Really, they need to win three here in the next four. And if you slide that LSU game into the box here and you make it a five-game schedule, I think State needs to go 4-1. In this schedule, and they have to beat Arkansas and Missouri. And then the other three, you know, just find a way. I mean, you really need to win the Ole Miss game. But to me, in these next five games, State needs to be 4-1. And I think that's feasible. I mean, I don't think that's outside the realm of possibility. The one true tough road game you're going to have in that stretch is in Baton Rouge. Mm-hmm. And it's always tough to win on the road, but if you can't win in Columbia, Missouri, you're not going to win anywhere this point. So this is a huge, huge stretch. It's unfortunate you're going to have to do at least part of it without your best defender, but it's time to stop making excuses about stuff and just go win games. They've got to win.
Yeah, and I misspoke earlier. I'm sorry. There's two games this week, one game next week for Mississippi State. State plays Wednesday night against Georgia here and then Saturday night in Columbia, Missouri. And then next week they have 7 days off. And hopefully in that time frame, midweek game next week on Valentine's, correct. So yep, they're doing everybody a favor. You know, Mississippi State is pro love. What can you say?
Yes. I appreciate that by them.
Yes. So anyway, we'll see what happens with DJ and how they have to work the lineup around all that, because it's going to be a very tough stretch for Mississippi State without him. And this is a team that doesn't have a ton of depth as it is. and losing DJ Jeffries does not help them. So big games coming up for the Bulldogs. They have to start winning games if they want to make a return trip to the NCAA tournament. Let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at the Mississippi Beef Council, who want to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. It's still grilling season. I mean, look at the weather outside today. Tell me that's not, you know, if you could fire up the grill right now. It's beautiful, sunny, cool, crisp weather. That's grilling season. Every day is grilling season, and nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. You should be headed to your local grocery stores and meat markets right now to find a steak, some burgers, or something bigger. Man, do a brisket, do a tri-tip, some beef ribs. It's all right there for you with the beauty of beef. Beef, it's what's for dinner, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District is the place to find the smoked Southern soul food that you are looking for. If you're going to be making a trip to Starkville, you need to be making a trip to Two Brothers Smoked Meats. The food is great. The people are nice. They've always got great specials on. They've made some changes to the menu and added some cool new items. So if you haven't been recently, you need to come check out what they've got for special at Two Brothers Smoked Meats. It's in the heart of the Cotton District. It's the home of smoked Southern soul food. And Two Brothers is a sponsor of the Bulldog Initiative. Great products and great service is what every business likes to promise you, but they deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it now for 49 years. You just can't beat that number. That's a number that when you hear it, you know, okay, these are people who know how to take care of their customers. And they do. And because they're a Mississippi business, when you deal with them for a service issue, you don't have to wait in line and wait in round for 6-7 days for somebody to show up to make a repair. They know you can't afford to wait that long. And because they're in Mississippi, they can fix your problems quickly, sometimes the same day. Why don't you give Advantage Business Systems a try the next time you need technology for your business? 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Maroon & Co., they are our new sponsor here. We love them over there here in Starkville. And I'm telling you right now, if you're looking for unique and awesome Mississippi State logo wear, they've got it at Maroon & Co. They've got stuff you can't find anywhere else in terms of name brands and just the styles that they have to offer. They also offer the custom cowbells through our friends at the Bellsmith. And, of course, they are the exclusive provider of Bulldog Initiative logo wear. So if you want a Bulldog Initiative polo or hoodie, you're going to have to go to Maroon & Co. I would suggest you do that. If you're going to be in Starkville anytime soon, you make sure a trip to Maroon & Co. is on your list. As we mentioned, this Wednesday, February the 7th, National Signing Day, kind of, for high school and junior college athletes. It looks like Mississippi State might actually make a couple of additions here late in the process, starting with junior college wide receiver Leland Smith. He visited Mississippi State a couple of weekends ago. I believe Paul put in an RPM prediction. Is that what it is? I want to keep my verbiage correct, you know?
So you asked about this the other day. I actually looked into this a little bit because I haven't really asked a bunch of questions about it. I don't put in those things. I stopped doing – at my last job, I stopped doing the crystal ball. Like, I just – if I'm not covering a kid directly,
mm-hmm.
I feel like it's stupid if I don't have any knowledge on my own by doing my own research or talking to people to put in a crystal ball pick or RPM or whatever. So, and even though I do talk to kids now, like some guys, and I do have connections or whatever, I haven't gone down that path. But anyway, I have looked into the RPM.
Mm-hmm.
The way this thing is set up is basically like, I think the like AI or something makes a prediction on its own on some of these players.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Where they're from, you know, how a certain school is recruiting or whatever. Like, it's kind of interesting, but I think we also have our picks too that we put in. But it's just it's taken some time for me to figure out why does this say 34.7%, 39.6% for this kid. Apparently, the computer kind of makes its own prediction on top of other people making predictions. So it's interesting.
Yeah. I've seen that movie before. It's called The Terminator. So
yes. I think
on three was the start of the rise of the machines. Great
Shannon
job,
Terry. Robbie. Shannon Terry is the godfather of it all.
Shannon Terry and his lovely girlfriend, Sarah Connor, will be talking about this later. Anyway, so this kid, Leland Smith, got a pretty good offer sheet. Cincinnati, Miami, Oregon State, Purdue. So he's got some Power 5 offers. I find the wide receiver recruiting interesting at Mississippi State. It feels like they have a pretty full room, but this is a guy that Chad Bumpus has gone after. I saw a funny post on the On3 message board. They said basically Bumpus has said, if State sucks next year, it's not going to be my fault.
I'm just going to stockpile as many receivers as I can possibly
get. It's not going to be our fault.
Yeah, and Leland Smith, I think, is a really, really intriguing prospect, a guy that they can, make some plays with down the field. He was kind of off and on whether or not he was going to take a visit. He had a really good relationship with Chad Bumpus, but was kind of, back and forth on taking a visit, decided he wasn't going to take one. Then he came back and decided he was. State's just trying to get more options there on the outside, and it looked like the visit went really well, but he decided to take another visit, I think, to Purdue.
Purdue, correct.
Last week.
Yeah.
And so that bears watching. To be honest with you, I have no clue where he's going to end up. But he's a guy to watch out for on signing day. And, State, to bring a guy in on an official visit means that you want him. So State's interested in him. State wants him. We'll see what he decides to do. I know playing time and things of that nature are big for him. So if he doesn't feel like he can get on the field right away next year for Mississippi State or make a significant impact, it might not be the spot for him. Mm-hmm. But State is in the game.
Then another player who visited it this past weekend, Josiah Knight, according to On3, a four-star defensive end, edge rusher, signed, not committed, signed with Illinois in the early signing period, but visited Mississippi State this past weekend. How is that possible?
I've been trying to figure out what could have possibly happened here.
Mm-hmm.
He signed with Illinois,
mm-hmm.
and then they let him out of his NLI. So, he's open at that point to go wherever he wants to. Obviously, I don't know. I guess he won't be able to enroll right now. He'd have to enroll later after the spring and in the summer. But he's right back on the market. State was able to pull him in. They're looking for some edge players, and this would be a good one, I think, a good piece to kind of develop. Four-star guy, 31 in the country at his position. This is, a Hutzler guy coming out of Tallahassee too. So this would be – to me, a good late pickup for them to get a guy like this that had Power 5 offers, four-star rated. You need some depth there at that position. My expectations for him would be relatively low early, but it's obvious he has the talent.
He's high school teammates with Mississippi State 2025 commitment. Jeremiah McLeod. So – that's an interesting, I don't get it. I don't understand how you could sign, unless they're going to count this as a transfer, which, I guess they could do, especially since it seems now you have unlimited ones. Maybe that's the way they're going to look at this is, he signed with Illinois, but he's transferring to Mississippi State just from the get-go. I don't know the correct answer. Beyond those two names, Leland Smith and Josiah Knight, any other additions to this class will be a complete out of left field surprise, correct?
Well, San Francisco McGee, but
oh yeah, well, I'm not counting him. He's already he's been in.
Yeah, but he's technically not. So I mean, that's the only guy that you are waiting on in the class that was already committed or whatever. That's the only guy that we know for certain will be a Bulldog on that signing day. And, we'll see if any of the others are able to make it in. But it appears that those are the only other two players that are truly on the radar right now for Mississippi State for the spring signing period.
Yeah. So we'll see if those names do indeed become Mississippi State Bulldogs. If State were able to add both of those guys, you're talking about a class that currently is ranked 26th by On3Sports, would easily push them up into the top 25. And when you consider where Mississippi State was when Jeff Lebby took over, that would be a pretty impressive statement in year one. It would make you feel pretty good about where that team is going going forward. So if those guys commit, we'll talk about them. If not, best of luck to them. There have been some rumors that Mississippi State coaching staff was going to be available to us this week. That does not appear to be the case at this time, so we're going to have to wait a little longer to introduce ourselves to Coleman Hutzler and all the new defensive staff. And I guess some of the offensive staff. We haven't had a sit-down with any of them. I've gotten to meet Cody Kennedy, but beyond that, I haven't had a chance to meet John Holacek Matt Holacek or John Cooper or any of those guys. So we'll see. We'll see when we get to do that. Hopefully it'll be sooner rather than later. All right, tomorrow's show is the Rumblings. You know what the drill is. Send us your questions. We'll be happy to answer them. And we'll have all that tomorrow, and then we'll talk some basketball the rest of the week, and we need to get some more baseball talk going as well. Guys, have a great Tuesday. Back with you on Wednesday. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi.
I think I'm cute. I know I'm sexy. I've got the looks that drives a go wild. I've got the mood that really move them. I said, chill. Up and down their spine, I'm just a sexy boy. I'm not your boy toy. I'm just a sexy boy. I'm not your boy toy.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.